been pretty busy.
It shouldn't take long.
All right. What is it, Hammond?
Why have I been transferred from general detective work to the railroad detail?
Well, we need a man on the railroad detail.
I want to know if the arrests I made yesterday have anything to do with the transfer.
You've been rostered for railroad detail, so that's what you'll be doing.
You haven't answered my question, Chief.
I don't have to answer the question of junior detectives.
That's right, Chief. You don't have to answer. Your attitude's enough for me. I'm being shanghaied.
Now, careful of what you say, Hammond.
Careful! That's the trouble in this town. You're all too careful. I arrested two men who worked for Nick Purdy. I confiscated a truckload of slot machines. But you're not supposed to arrest Nick Purdy's men, are you?
I think you better go.
No, I'm getting this off my chest. I came here from the country 3 weeks ago, just a hick detective with a stupid thing called an ideal. The ideal of protecting the public from racketeers like Nick Purdy. I had heard he controlled the city, but I thought it was exaggerated. Well, I was wrong. Nick Purdy pulls up strings and every police official jumps.
Now, that'll be enough, Hamlet.
No, there's just a little more. I heard that the two guys I arrested are getting a small fine. That the slot machines will get back to Purdy. I've been instructed, though very diplomatically, to keep my mouth shut and to make myself scarce. But I'm not going to take that advice, Chief Brady. I'll go to railroad detail, sure. But I'll be on the lookout for Nick Purdy if I have to do it in my spare time. I'll risk him and his delivery boys every time I get the chance.
You're going to fight a one-man war against Purdy, huh?
If I have to, yeah.
Get in Nick Purdy's hair and he'll swat you like a fly.
Maybe. But until he does get me, I'll be able to look myself in the eye when I shave in the morning. Maybe you don't worry about a little thing like that, Chief. But I do.
Now get this straight, Hamlin. I never took a penny worth of graft from Nick Purdy, and I never will.
Maybe not. Have you ever tried to break up his racket?
Once I did. When I was a lot younger. But it was no good. I was wasting my time.
So now you just sit back and watch while he gets away with every crime in the book. Right up to murder.
I'm an old man, Hamlin. A tired old man.
And a scared one. Just as scared as all the others.
I'm going to let that pass, Hamlin. Because you're hot under the collar. Come back and see me when you cool off.
There won't be any reason to see you, Chief. I just wanted to let you know how I feel. I'm not going to let Nick Purdy scare me.
Fine. Now, if you'll let me get back to my work...
Sure.
Hamlin? Steve Hamlin?
That's right.
My name's Eddie.
So?
I work for Nick Purdy.
And now he sends his men right into police headquarters, huh?
Why not? Lots of guys here work for Nick Purdy.
Not this one.
Well, you're only small potatoes, Hamlin.
What do you want?
Mr. Purdy was very upset when you arrested two of his men yesterday. You held up the delivery of his slot machine.
I'll be holding up a lot more if I get the chance.
That's not smart, Hamlin.
Have you said all you're going to say?
No. No, there's still something else.
All right, get it out.
Mr. Purdy asked me to deliver a message to you. Says he's willing to forget about what happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's decent of him.
Yeah, he's a decent guy. Good-natured, generous, live and let live. Till somebody steps on his toes. So listen to this, Hamlin. You lay off Nick Purdy.
And if I don't?
And you wind up on your back. On a slab. At the city morgue.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Showdown.
So, here it is, Hamlin. That's Mr. Purdy's message to you.
Does he want an answer?
If you can think of one.
I can. Take this back to him. Now pick yourself up and get out of here.
That was dumb, Hamlin.
Get out.
You know, you're practically a dead man, Hamlin. And then he smacked me.
Tough boy, huh?
take care of him, Mr. Purdy. Let me finish him off for good.
You're always too anxious to use that gun of yours, Eddie.
But he smacked me. I gave him a message and he hauled off and let me have it. You ain't gonna let a hick cop get away with that, Mr. Purdy. You can't let no lousy...
Shut up.
But Mr. Purdy...
Mr. Purdy said shut up.
But a cop smacked me.
So there, I smacked you too. What's a little thing like a smack?
Nice work, Phil. You cool down, Eddie?
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Purdy.
Okay, get out of here. See a show or something. Forget about this Hamlin. I'll see that he's taken care of.
You can't do it personally?
I never dirty my hands, Eddie. You ought to know that.
But you said you were going to see that he's taken care of.
Yeah, the easy way. Murder is messy. That doesn't mean I'm getting soft. I just don't want trouble. Now blow, Eddie, and forget about Hamlin.
Sure. Sure, Mr. Purdy. Eddie's real disappointed.
He's got to learn that it's not like the old days. In the old days, when other hoods were trying to cut themselves a piece of the sidewalk, I didn't mind a little gunplay. Things are quiet now, almost respectable. And I want to keep it like that.
Yeah, but at the same time, Mr. Purdy, we can't afford to have ambitious cops around.
That's right, Phil.
Even when they're junior detectives like this Hamlin.
Don't worry. I haven't lost my grip. Get Warren Sullivan on the phone.
The DA? You're going to use him, huh?
Well, he costs me $50,000 a year to have on my team. I want to make sure he earns some of it.
Now look, Sullivan, this may be Purdy's city, but there's a limit to things.
I'd need time to have Hamlin transferred.
Mr. Purdy wants you to get rid of him immediately. How you do it is your own affair.
Only one way it can be done, and that's for Hamlin to voluntarily go back to the country.
Then, see that he volunteers.
He'll refuse to.
If he does, he's a fool. Mr. Purdy can be pushed only so far. You should know that.
Yeah. I'll talk to Hamlin. Well, Hamlin, how'd you like your first shift on railroad detail?
I didn't.
I hear that you hit one of Purdy's men.
Yeah. The guy who said his name was Eddie.
Thin fellow?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be Eddie Ross. He's a dangerous man.
He's a punk.
You know, I don't think you realize what you got yourself into.
I'll worry about that myself, Chief.
It's my worry, too. You're one of my men.
Don't lose any sleep over me.
Look, I don't blame you for feeling the way you do, Hamlin. I'm not particularly proud of myself. But listen, take it from a man who learned the hard way. You can't walk into this city and clean it up by yourself.
Look, I'm tired, Chief. I'd like to get something to eat and go to sleep.
Hamlin, Purdy is mad, really mad. He wants you out of town. Now, I've had some papers made out. You're transferred back to the country. All I need is your signature.
You can tear up those papers, Chief. I'm not signing.
Hamlin, please believe me. I'm trying to save your life.
If I run away, Chief, I'd never be able to live with myself.
But can't you see that one man can't do it?
I don't know about that. One man can start the ball rolling. And that's just what Purdy is afraid of. That's why he's so anxious to get rid of me.
Hamlin, once I thought so, too. I tried to smash Purdy all by myself.
Yeah, I heard about that. Too bad you lost your nerve.
It wasn't only that. I saw it was hopeless, so I decided to wait. Someday, I thought, the chance would come to get Purdy.
Yeah, but now time is running out on you. One of the boys told me that you get retired in 11 months.
Yeah.
You'll keep on sitting back doing nothing. I'm not going to let that happen to me, Chief. Oh, I know what they're calling me. A stupid hick from the country. All right. Maybe I am dumb. But I'm not going to let a rat like Purdy beat me.
He'll kill you.
Maybe he will. If that's the only way to start the ball rolling, it'll be worth it.
In just a moment, we return to our story, Showdown.
Sign the application for transfer, eh?
Yeah.
I'll have to tell Mr. Purdy about this.
Now, look, Sullivan. Hamlin is on railroad detail. He can't do any harm to Purdy.
I've already pointed out that Mr. Purdy wanted Hamlin out of the city. The next move is up to Mr. Purdy. Refuses to be transferred, Mr. Purdy.
What? Can't you ready force him to leave?
Oh, that would take time. Perhaps a few weeks.
I want it done now.
I explained that to the chief, Mr. Purdy. I did my best to...
I don't like guys like Hamlin around. Get out of here, Sullivan.
I did everything I could, Mr. Purdy. I pointed out to Chief Brady.
Yeah. All right. Blow.
Of course, Mr. Purdy. Of course. That DA's got about as much backbone as a jellyfish.
Yeah. You know, I guess that's one reason why Hamlin bothers me so much. I see so many crumbs. I got respect for guys like Hamlin.
You shouldn't let him bother you, Mr. Purdy. He can't touch you. Not if you don't want him to.
Sure, I can have him knocked off. But murder is the last resort, Phil. It's not like the old days. Even when you pull the strings in a town,
A killing stirs up a lot of dirt.
Okay, so forget about him. He's only one cop, and he's on railroad detail. Putting a cop on railroad detail is like sending him to China. He won't get much chance to bother us.
He'd still be around, and I'd worry about him.
I thought I knew you pretty well, Mr. Purdy, but I just don't get you.
Remember the Prohibition days, Phil?
How could I ever forget those days? That's when we got started.
Before that, I was a poolroom punk. I made a buck or two running errands. Dutchie Moran was the big shot in the town of those days. He got a lot of laughs out of me. I was like dirt to him. I was worse than nothing. When I started handling bootleg stuff, he laughed and let me go ahead. He figured I wasn't anything to worry about. But he was wrong.
He was wrong, all right. Inside of a year, you had 100 guys working for you.
Yeah, I was big. Too big to suit Dutchie. But it was too late. When he told me to move out, I had him rubbed.
And you've had everybody else rubbed who tried to get in your way.
That's the point, Phil. I was little once. I was nothing. I was even smaller than this Hamlin. Nobody's too small to worry about. Nobody. That's why I want Hamlin out of my hair.
But you don't want him rubbed out, huh?
Not if I can help it.
He's just begging to be rubbed, Mr. Purdy.
He gets one more chance. If he doesn't take it this time, he's finished. Get Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah. He's just the guy for this job.
More coffee, Steve?
Hmm? No, thanks, Jenny.
You're pretty quiet tonight.
I'm struck dumb by your beauty.
Oh, that's an awful line. But I like it. Uh-oh, another customer. Yes, sir, what'll it be?
No. I just want to sit here next to your boyfriend.
Look, mister, this is a lunch wagon, not a public library.
No, sister.
Now, just you wait a minute.
Easy, Joan, easy. I think this rat wants to talk to me. Leave us alone for a while, honey, will you?
All right, Steve, if you say so.
Well, Eddie?
Nick Purdy is a funny guy.
What is it this time?
After all the trouble you caused, he's still going to give you a chance to save your neck. Here. Train ticket to New York. It's all yours, Hamlin.
What's in the envelope?
Well, it costs dough to live around New York, where Nick Purdy suggests you go. After you resign from the police force. There's money in this envelope. $2,000. What's your answer, Hamlin?
This.
Hey, that's a good train ticket.
Take the pieces back to Nick Purdy.
I was hoping that'd be your answer. And as for the $2,000... it'll buy you a nice tombstone.
Come on. Eddie.
Hey, you see, Hamlin? Turning out the lights didn't do you any good at all.
You were right, Eddie.
Get Chief Brady for me. It's urgent.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Showdown.
Your arm.
Yeah. Two bullets.
Who? Eddie.
didn't miss.
How did it?
He was waiting here for me. Got in somehow. Could be through the window that...
Easy does it. Sit down.
Yeah.
As soon as I got your message, I phoned for an ambulance. It'll be here soon.
Thanks. Well, I guess I started the ball rolling, Chief.
Mr. Purdy, I just got back from the building where Hamlin lives. Eddie's got a good reason for not reporting.
I know. I got the story from one of our cop stoolies. Hamlin killed Eddie.
The place was swarming with people. I talked with a guy. He told me that Hamlin was taken away in a city hospital ambulance.
I wonder how bad he was hit.
The guy claimed Hamlin was talking to the other cops. Says it looked like he was hitting the left shoulder. What do we do?
We'll wait and see what happens. Sensational revelations forthcoming. Stephen Hamlin, the police officer who shot it out with the notorious gunman Eddie Ross, was interviewed as he lay in bed at City Hospital. Hamlin claimed that Eddie Ross was a hired assassin. He promised to make a statement that would blast this city wide open. But doctors refused to allow him to speak any further. One bullet was lodged in Hamlin's chest. An operation was performed this morning, and Hamlin is reported to be resting comfortably. However, a senior surgeon at City Hospital announced that Hamlin would not be able to see anyone for at least 24 hours.
He said I'll spill all he knows. But they can't tie Eddie to you, Mr. Purdy. They can't prove you sent Eddie after Hamlin.
That doesn't matter. It'll start people talking. Nick Purdy speaking.
Mr. Purdy, this is the district attorney's office.
What do you want?
Keep your mouth shut or I'll really give you something to be frightened about.
But do what I do.
Stall and say nothing. Talk too much, and I'll handle you personally.
Yes. The DA's scared, huh?
Yeah.
He's weak. He'll break.
Yeah. Hamlin's got to be stopped. Get in touch with our stoolie at headquarters. Find out all you can about Hamlin. Where he is in the hospital. And how he's being guarded.
Right. Good evening, officer.
Good evening, doctor. What's it smell?
Chloroform. In fact, this rag is full of chloroform. Breathe nice and deep, come. Bit more. That takes care of you. Mr. Purdy, it's okay.
Yeah, nice work, Phil. We'll charge into the room and get it over with quickly. Use your knife. Don't fire your gun unless you have to.
Right.
Okay, let's go in.
Hold, Purdy.
What? Wait.
We haven't got a chance. There are four of us. Shoot it out, Phil.
Yeah. The newspaper boys claim they can't think of anyone else for the job.
but I'm retired.
Not while the city needs you. Your city. A clean and decent city. But right now, you'd better get some sleep, Commissioner.
Thanks, Lieutenant Hamlet.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, Showdown. I'll be back in just a moment.